Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You ain't got to do the work.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Work. You can work from home.
See my earrings.
Come on. Those are Irene. Come on, collaboration with Hoop Mob. I wanted to say Brown Sugar Babe.
Hello. My last pair are delivering today.
Oh.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Someone said, okay, inches, period. Okay.
Okay,
the hair is growing.
Inches.
That's the hair is silly. Growing, okay, period. I should have a bust down in a minute. I actually am thinking about doing a ponytail.
Oh, you did say that. You should. It'll be cute.
I don't know if I have enough hair for the. I texted her. I said, listen, y'all should, honestly, truly, do you follow the girl that does voiceovers of her sister's voice notes on TikTok?
Mm.
Has she come across any of your pages? Oh my God, she is the best. It is so good. They crack me up all the time. And I just feel like truly, honestly, someone can do me. Like truly, I think I give really great voice notes. This is the one that I sent to the girl, okay?
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
T, I don't know if you do voice notes, so I apologize if you don't, but
because she's my braid, I'm like, this is kind of personal.
I have, like, arthritis in my hand. Anyway, I wanted to make sure that you're good and we're confirmed for January 10th. But in addition, listen, Linda, listen. Because I believe you do other styles, right? I am seriously considering, I have a show with Tabitha Brown on Valentine's Day. And I want like a week where I don't do braids and then you can come back and do the braids the following week. But I really want a ponytail. Okay, follow me. Remember the ponytail era from Kim Kardashian, that kind of like slick back ponytail with the braid? Literally, I'm thinking it's only about a week hairstyle, but I don't know if I have enough hair in the back to grip into a ponytail. Right? So I want to discuss it with you on the next round, but I want to put it in your ear now.
Hello?
Because what I'll do on the 10th is pre-book February. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Do you see the vision? Yes or no?
You did both of the R's in there.
Correct! I just feel like... You know, I just feel like I could be duped in that way because the girl does it and it's really good. You guys should definitely
send
follow
it to her.
I should tell her.
Sure,
but hey. She does it for her sister.
Oh, so I need to do it for you.
Yes, you would have to do it for me. And she did a, her sister does this accent and it's like kind of New Yorkish. I'm so surprised you guys haven't seen this. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me start the show, and then I'm going to tell y'all about it, because it's very good.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen, and every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ginger Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Melanie.
We do this podcast every single week, except for the month of December and maybe in July. And we talk about whatever the heck we want to do. This is our first episode back in the year 2025. You have survived. You have made it. You should congratulate yourself. You get another opportunity to do it all again. So whatever you didn't do in 2024, leave it in the past, girl. It's over. It's done with. Start fresh. And may all of your wildest dreams and desires come true. And that only happens with a plan. So I hope you put a plan together to do it.
And the plan is to thank our sponsors, BetterHelp, Lumi Deodorant, and Earnin for sponsoring this podcast episode. Please continue with your rant. I needed to interrupt you.
I was going
to
go there.
I didn't know if you were or not. I was getting nervous.
No, it's fine though. It's fine because we're here there. Okay, so we're back. And, oh, I was going to tell you guys about the thing, but we're going to just start with long story short. Okay, we're going to catch you up on, is that where we normally start?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I said it's been a while.
Yeah, no, I was like, is that normally what it's called? Long story short, we catch you up on some things that's been happening over the course of the last couple of weeks since the last time that we saw you all. First and foremost, outside of Happy New Year, the Winter Wonderland happened.
It happened.
You guys heard all about it here on this podcast.
Build up of it.
First, okay, because every time I had an idea, I talked about it here. And so you guys finally were able to see all of the things that were in the brain and the head of mine. And it was beautiful.
It was.
It was really, really beautiful. I really, really enjoyed it. Natalie, listen, one of the things I want everyone to know, all of those things happen with a team. Okay. So Natalie is amazing. She was the event planner behind it, and she literally takes any idea that I have and just takes it up a notch. And so it was just everything and more. I definitely certainly got like super emotional because you guys know how important it was for me to do the gingerbread house competition. It was like the linchpin of this whole thing.
There were so many gingerbread houses.
There were so many. Okay. I was like, because I was afraid some were going to break. Yeah. So I had to buy extra. It was like a whole situation in my brain, like truly, honestly. But I remember literally thinking in the midst of it, like, oh my God, these are the moments. Like the kids were all intense. Yeah. The parents were involved. Like all of the adults were involved. And it was just like, this is what like I wanted. And then when I made the vlog, which really hardly was a vlog. Okay. I have to do better about remembering.
I think it was fine.
Well, the thing is, I kind of for the audience perspective, I feel like I want things to string together a little bit better for me. It just felt like home video footage that I tried to vlog a little bit. But, like, truly, it was just home video footage. Like, it really was. Joe picked up the camera. For my favorite part of the vlog is when Joe has the camera and it's just all from the kids' perspective.
Yeah.
Man, just some of my best work.
Agreed. Everyone had such a good time. And was just so thankful, I think, that you even took the time to do it and plan it. And thankful, I think, for the, I was going to say experience, but like for the memory, for the time that like we all got to come together. So many people from my in-laws to your in-laws and then our parents and Nick came, all the kids were there. Then it was just like friends that we consider family, their neighbors. It was just a ton of people in a space that didn't feel tight or too small. It just felt like a great time and something that we haven't, I mean, you just had the wedding obviously, which was also a great time, but like for the holiday, something that we haven't done like that in, I mean, years.
I don't remember the last time.
Years, literal.
And my mom surprised my sisters and I, and our godparents showed up.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So that was really, really
nice.
That
we haven't seen in years.
Man, I don't remember the last time I saw Uncle Ron Sharita.
It's been years.
Yeah. And their daughter came.
Yep.
And her son, it was my first time meeting her son, I think. So it was just, it really was a really, 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 really good time. Like, really, really good time. I am considering next year doing it all in one day. But then I feel like the whole point was to do it for two days.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll figure. I'll think
you
about
have time.
That. Yeah, I got plenty of time to think about
you
it.
Got
I'm
a year.
Finna stress myself out today. Although I had kind of already did, but.
play this clip at the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm gonna let it be. So anyway, yeah, it was a great time. It was a really, really great time. I had, you know, a lot of fun, and I plan on doing it every year. So we'll see what this year holds.
Putting the pressure on yourself.
Yes. But this is the difference, though. I don't plan on necessarily topping myself every year.
Oh, okay.
It'll just be a different theme.
Got it.
But, like, it doesn't have to be like, well, next year I'm going to make it snow.
Bigger I ain't got
to
do
better. All. Yeah. I ain't got to do all that. Listen, okay? This is good enough. The color scheme will look a little different. That's it. And then we'll have, oh, this is the last thing I'll say about that. The tent that we had included heaters. It had like a generator for heaters. If anyone out there is planning on doing something like this, I don't want that not to be said, because without them heaters,
oh yeah, we would have been cold. And even when they started to die, as the night came, we got cold.
Yeah,
there were blankets, though. You had some good blankets.
I did have some blankets there,
which was really nice for us, because we were going to be cold.
It was getting 25, 26 degrees at the nighttime.
Yeah.
But the heaters, when they first came on, people were low-key like, it's hot in here. I was like, well, I don't want to be chasing cold either. You know, it's easier to keep it at a level versus letting the cold in, and now you got to chase the cold out. But it was great. I have zero complaints. The kids had a good time. Like, their memories, like, it was totally and completely worth it. Like, it was my gift to the family, but also to myself. Yeah, it was really, really great. And last thing I'll say about this, those boxes were a hit.
Oh, they were so good.
The mugs, there were...
I can't find Micaiah's. Me and McKinley have ours. I don't know where Micaiah's
I have
went.
To make probably two or three more, because I think either a few got lost in transit or broke.
Oh, I know Greg's was, so we were like, you
but I think
that.
Some must have broke in Atlanta.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I had Dom's, I think his name is Zayden, her youngest son, and it
was
grew legs and walked away.
Hello.
But one of their, my dad and his wife's neighbors didn't have a box.
Oh.
And daddy was like, hey.
Oh, can you make...
Can you see if there's a box for her, please?
That's hilarious.
And so I was like, not y'all, the audience, but Daddy and Tina were like, yeah, they don't need no boxes. Uh-huh. Like, don't worry about
it. They want a box.
No, folk want a box, okay? Yeah. They're personalized. They're under the tree. It felt like
really
a present.
Yeah.
They were really cute. And, you know, people... And you just want, like, it's Christmas.
You want to participate in
all this stuff. Girl, give me this box with this marshmallow. I don't care what's in here. Yeah. And literally, like, it wasn't...
It was cute.
That's all it really was. It wasn't like a big gift, you know? But like, folk wanted them boxes.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, this has to be part of the tradition. I have to do like a thing. So now I'm thinking about doing slippers. We'll see how
it
works. Because I've enlisted Courtney in my DIY shenanigans that I plan on doing this year.
She just smiles. Yeah, I'm here.
She'd be down with it. Courtney low-key will ignite an idea too.
Hilarious.
What if we...
I love it. That's what you need on your team.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so yeah, that was Christmas. It was a really great time. I enjoyed it immensely. Had a really, really great time. Anything else?
I did too. I didn't do a ton of work, which was nice. Although as soon as I hit LA, I was like, you have to work. You have to live. You have to eat. So work. So, but while I was there... I did not. Being in Atlanta, I think, is just too home for me. So I'd be like, hey, I'm not doing a single thing. Everything I'm around is messy. I hope someone's cleaning it up. I'm not cooking.
Because it won't be me.
So anyway, it was good.
I definitely feel pressure this year to kind of, I like purposely having like a slow entry into the year in terms of my content.
Yeah.
But I'm about to
ramp
get
it
into
up.
It. Yeah, I got to ramp it up and get into it. But this is, okay, this is what's going on in me and Mel's life. I'm going to talk a little bit about personal our weekend and how we went to open houses.
Oh,
not a lot, but just
a
little.
You're fine.
So Mel is wanting to move.
Indeed.
And I don't know how you guys operate with your siblings, but when one person does it, all of a sudden now it's on you too. And so Mel's been talking about wanting to move for a while, a couple weeks.
I've been feeling it for a while, but I don't think we talked about it together for a while, because you have been wanting to as well.
Oh, I just separately wanted to?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I think so. I think you had...
I thought I got it from you. This is what I've been telling myself.
Oh, well, I thought you had been wanting to.
I mean, I have, but I haven't said that out loud.
I know. I think we were both doing the same thing. I don't know who said it first.
I think you said it first. I don't want to own this. I don't want
to
own this.
Well, that's fine. I have been wanting to. I have been sitting in the house every day and night looking for somewhere to move to.
So then I'm blaming this on her. So then that's she fine. Says it out loud. And then I realize I'm ready to move too. I'm ready to move because honestly, I feel like the house is too small. I just feel like we need more space. That's what it is. Out the long and short of it is I love my house. I think I decorated it really
it's
well.
Beautiful.
I love the setup. I love the layout. There's so many things I love about my house. I just want to do this to it. You know, like just get them off me. That's it. That's all I really want to do. And I can't do that. So you end up having to move. So me and Mel went to how many monohomes yesterday? I mean, not yesterday, over the course of the weekend.
I don't even know.
We spent basically, yesterday was Sunday. So all Saturday, the morning of Saturday.
When did we first go for me?
We did this on Friday.
Friday, I think.
Yeah, we did this for 2 days.
Yeah.
So Friday we went to open houses, I mean, model homes in the area. And then Mel looked at some houses she wants to move into. Then on Saturday, I was like, well, I may as well look too at some model homes. So I did that on Saturday. And then yesterday, I looked at some more model homes. And then I spent 3 hours on Zillow, the agency, Oppenheim Group, LA Homes.
The O Group? Come
yes,
on.
Girl. I don't know why I looked over there, but this is what I was just telling Karen and Courtney. This is what happens, at least for me, right? You start off on Zillow very realistic. I am looking for a place to move because I want to move. So let me look. This is my price range. This is the da. Then somewhere along the way, you get discouraged because everything's so expensive. And now you're looking at $25 million homes because if I can't afford it, I'm not going to can't afford it on the barely I can sure. afford it. I'm going to can't afford it on like, it would be so nice one day.
One day.
To live in a $30 million house. Oh, so let me see what I could potentially get, what area, what neighborhood I would live in. Let's do that. And so I spent way too much time looking at those homes. That's what got me on The Agency. The Agency is the show on Netflix. I mean, that's the name of the agency. The show on Netflix is called Buying
Beverly Hills.
I think it's Buying Beverly Hills.
Something like that.
And his company is The Agency. The O Group, Oppenheim Group, that's selling Sunset and all of them.
Yep.
That Doheny home is still on their website.
Is it?
Yes. Like, I was deep, y'all.
It's like $75 million,
right? Yeah, I was like, I feel like I recognize this. There was another one on there that I recognized too. And I was like, oh, y'all ain't selling this.
Not it ain't yes. been sold yet.
The let me see where the address is.
Because who has a budget of $75 million? Who? Who? Who has that?
Yes.
And you know what's stupid about Los Angeles homes, it's particularly the ones that they be trying to show people, right? They are in dumb locations.
Yes.
The thing about like Hollywood, the Hollywood Hills, and they always be trying to act like, oh, it's so pretty. So all the houses on Selling Sunset, they always look beautiful. They're always at the top of a tiny,
sure
windy
are.
Road
sure
where you can't
sure
even
are.
Pull. Your house is like literally on a winding road. You can only pull in, but you also can't reverse out because
nope.
it's a one-way street
yep.
where two cars have to fit. And if you happen to veer too far to the left, you're over a cliff.
Yes.
So good freaking luck.
Yes.
Like, are they not Uber eating? Who's going up there? Who is going up there to deliver groceries? Who is Instacarting up there? Not me. Pay me extra. It is so, the houses on that show are in, don't be fooled.
They're
are
in horrible.
Stupid locations. No one wants to live there.
Kevin literally was like, if we move over there, who Uber eats over there?
I'm trying to tell
it
you.
It is such a tenet for him to like, what are the options over there to
absolutely.
Eat? I went down the rabbit hole so bad that I was thinking about influencers that I love, their homes that I love, and Googling which
where they live.
Yes, or at least the neighborhood. So I could then look in those neighborhoods to see if houses were available. Also very expensive. Also very, very. I hate it here so much.
It is so stupid.
I just told Courtney, I said, you know how I actually get the house that I want? I have to fire everybody. It has to just be me and Kevin. Low key, my kids have to go.
Amen.
Like,
do everything yourself.
You know, literally,
at least
I really,
have a nice house.
That's it. You have an option. You can either have a life and have children, even, or you could have a nice house. Those are your options. Mm-hmm. Have a life and eat, you know, or you can have a house. You could put gas in your car, or you could have a house. This is how it works here in Los Angeles. It's so ridiculous. I can't. And so, yeah, I just went off and was looking at $30 million home, and I had a great time after that. I mean, I was sending them to Kev, like, do you see how they have the lights underneath the staircase? One day, we should do that.
Well, I was on TikTok trying to figure out if I move, what I could do, because I'm renting. They're purchasing. I'm renting. Okay? LA is $100 million for every single thing, and I don't have that. But also, for a minute, I got depressed, but then I remembered I have BetterHelp, and they could help me get out of that depression. Okay? So let me tell you about BetterHelp and the fact that it is a brand new year, and what do you want your 2025 story to be? At the beginning of the year, you have to be intentional. You have to set out. I think it's important to, y'all know I talk about 12-week year, but I think it's important to take in the fact that it's a new year, 365 blank pages waiting to be filled by you. In 2025, maybe you're ready for a plot twist, or maybe there's a part of your story you've been wanting to revise. Life isn't about resolutions that fade by February. Hello, it's about picking up the pen and becoming the author of your own life. Think of therapy as your editorial partner. I like that. Helping you write new chapters and create the meaningful story you deserve to live. I really, really like that. The editorial partner. Okay, I'm in for that. I'm very excited for the new year and being able to decide what I want to do with this year and all of these blank pages, and being able to talk through that with an editorial partner, a therapist, being able to not, it helps you not be so hard on yourself. At least that's been my experience. It helps you not be so hard on yourself, also to get out of your head. So it's just, for me, therapy has always just been very, very beneficial, and could be for you. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. You can access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost, and they can help you with that part because that's a little hard, okay? So write your story with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GJ
GJ
to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ Join us on the journey, child. I made that up. They could add that, though.
They can. Let me tell you about my coach real quick. Let me I don't know if I told you the story. So I told my coach that I wanted to accomplish this goal, right? I was like, this is some of the one thing that I want to do. I was supposed to do it last year. I didn't do it. But I did something adjacent to it. Mm. And so when I went to tell her, like, oh, I did this. It's not my goal, but, like, you see how it's, like, almost my goal? And I thought she was going to say, congratulations, good job.
Yeah.
And she said to me, Melissa, on the phone, she said, girl, that ain't nothing but a distraction with glitter.
Distraction with glitter?
And then I said, can we hang up?
Because why would you say that?
Because I thought you was going to say congratulations. Good job.
Distraction with glitter is wild.
She said it was a distraction with glitter.
Stay focused. Keep the main thing the main thing and do what you set out to do.
That's exactly what she said.
Why are you coming at me with this bullshit? I don't care about the little bullshit
you
got going on.
You want a half step and get a congratulations? You want a half step and get a pat on the back? Was your goal not this? Did you do that? See how that don't... See how that's not
the
goal? You see how that wasn't the goal? So, no, you don't get, I mean, congratulations or whatever, but, like...
Oh, my.
So, this year, I have to...
Do your goal?
I have to
accomplish the goal. Obviously. You better not tell her nothing else about that's close to it. You better do what you set out to do, amen? 99 and a half won't do. That's what the songwriter said.
I was like, ooh.
Jesus.
I mean, I don't know how you guys, but you know, you go in like, okay, so this is what I did, and I'm so excited, and da 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 da, and da 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 da.
Fire.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that while we're talking about signing up for BetterHelp. I may be going to BetterHelp to get some.
Need a new therapist for to talk you through the old therapist. Hello, help me, because she is mean.
That's funny.
Okay.
Let me say one more thing, because somebody on my Patreon just reminded me, and this was so kind. My Patreon gifted me. It was so, so sweet. I ain't do nothing, okay? At the end of the year, I was like defiantly doing nothing. And when I got back, I did a live, because I've been working on some merch stuff and, you know, trying to get my life together. Did a live, and they were so kind. They gifted me, first of all, a massage. It's like a set, a package, okay? A massage package, as well as an Uber, so I don't have to drive to the masseuse, okay, to the location. I can be taken there and brought home. It was just very, very kind. So I just want to say again, especially on this platform, I just want to say thank you again to my Patreon. It was very, very kind. Not at all what I expected. And also, here's the thing that I know about me. I get very antsy about lives. Okay, we could do this because we with our people, and then we're going to post this later, and I won't be in that moment when it's posted. When I'm live with people I feel like I know, it's fine. I don't need no pressure. I'm good. Being live stresses me out, okay? So I was doing the live with my Patreon, so I'm typically very calm. But then it was unexpected. Greg came in like, hey, here's a gift. And I was like,
what's happening?
Why are you doing that live right now? I'm live. Don't do that. Yeah. I need to be prepared and like composed and like knowing what's going on. Don't play me on live. So then as I was rewatching myself react to this box that I had no idea what was happening, my face looks like I'm mad.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because I'm like, you had to do this right now?
Yeah.
But then when I opened it, it was just very, very kind. And then they made a video of some of the guests that I've had on on the debrief. It was a video of some of the guests just saying congratulations on the year and, you know, all that. That's very, amazing. Very thoughtful. So anyway, I just wanted to, again, say that. Thank you again to you guys. It was very sweet.
That is very sweet. Anyway. Mel also did a wrap-up on her Instagram about everything she's accomplished in the year for 12 months. Hello? And July is there, and you guys have been asking about what happened. I'm not sharing.
Oh, well, let me. Listen, I'm happy you reminded me. Girl, I forgot. Go check out my Instagram, You've Got Mail, if you haven't seen it. There is, like she said, a 2024 wrap-up in July. Okay, July is Melissa's birthday month. Okay, and that's you. That's the year. That's the month that we took off. Okay,
it is.
And while we were not here and somewhere else, we went to where did we go?
Napa.
We didn't. We talked about Napa.
Santa Barbara.
Is that closer?
We did one. I think we did Santa Barbara.
We okay.
It was.
We went to Santa Barbara to celebrate. It was Melissa and Kevin, the kids, and our kids were in Atlanta. So it was Melissa, Kevin, the kids, and then it was me and Greg only.
No, the boys weren't with us.
Yes, they were. Yes, because they did the birthday dinner with us.
Why weren't they at dinner?
I just said they did the birthday. They started off at dinner and then they left because we was out there. So while we're at the Ritz-Carlton in Santa Barbara celebrating.
Don't recommend, by the way.
I know. It was not that great.
I don't recommend
that
hotel.
And it was cold.
It was cold. But if you're like, I want to go to Santa Barbara, I want to stay at a ritzy, fancy hotel, that's not the hotel you want to stay at. I'm just tell you right now.
But it's very like resort-ish, right? Yeah. And so they have these restaurants on the property. So I feel like it was the last night. We go to this like Mexican restaurant that is on the property. And we have drinks and then we eat and then we have more drinks and more drinks. We had
the audio and just never show y'all the video.
We had a lot of drinks. Okay. And Greg and Kev stopped having the drinks, but me and Liz kept having the drinks. And so at some point, this is when it gets fuzzy. At some point, all I know is the next day there was this video in our group chat
of
Melissa and I on the ground. And I'm saying ground because it wasn't like a floor. It's not like the inside of a building. We were outside on the ground, right outside the restaurant, right? On the ground. And we're like laughing and like trying to talk.
Because
Melissa made allegations, I think, about like she's trying to say, you pushed me. Mind you, she's just like stumbling, right? She's just drunk and stumbling.
Because I think I fell.
It was chaotic. It was chaos. And Yeah. Great. When I woke up, first of all, I threw up all up.
Man,
in.
I did too. That people's hotel room.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was so bad.
Greg was so pissed
off. Kev and Greg, together, they were so mad at us. They were so mad at us. Because we didn't, this is what happened. I'm going to be really honest, okay? Because Mel told the story. We mixed alcohol.
We did?
Yes. Because you were trying to get the, I think
they
we started.
A chocolate martini.
That's what did it.
I love
we
chocolate martinis.
We started with regular stuff. Yes. And then we moved into, and the chocolate martinis, I think, had more martini than chocolate.
I agree. They're so good. It's so easy to drink a lot of
them. And before you know
them.
It, we had two or three regular cocktails. You know, them be juice.
Yes.
And then the chocolate martinis, I think we had another like three or four.
Those are good.
And it was very martini heavy. Okay, not very chocolate. And let me remember what this audio says. Do you remember?
I don't. I didn't look at that video again for a long time because I was like, that's embarrassing. We are grown. And with kids and parents and husbands and look at us.
I'm going to just play a little bit, but I'm not going to turn it this way. I'm going to just play. This video is like a minute in like 15 seconds. It's like 45 seconds or 75 seconds long. This is the context. We're on the ground. I don't even know if I want to play it.
It's so good.
This is what happens, though. My head starts spinning.
Oh, and my lips get numb.
So we're on the ground, as you see in her video, but I'm like... Why is the world spinning? The world is spinning. And then Mel got on the ground with me.
Oh, I did?
Yes. Remember the guys were mad at you for doing that too?
Because I'm about that life. I'm a ride with you. That's why. I told you about my friend Tia. That's me too. I'm down for the cause.
But I didn't have you rip nothing.
Well, you should have ripped something. I would have ripped it too. Is that me, Kelly? I'm not gonna play the whole thing. Because I'm trying to sing. I think I'm like this. I think the world is spinning. And Mel was just what? Why am I yelling like that?
Because the world is spinning.
I would have been mad at me too. If I was Greg, I would have been mad. If Greg and Kev, I would have been mad at us too.
Our room was so far. The restaurant is at the top. We had to go like down
so
a hill.
Far. It's like a resort, so yes. It's massive.
And we couldn't walk straight because the world was spinning.
Oh man.
It was so bad.
Well, that's what that glimpse is. If you have
I will
looked.
Never do that again. I will literally
next
never,
July.
I will literally
We're
never
on.
Do that again. It is not fun. And like I don't intend being drunk is stupid. And I don't intend to ever. I don't know how that happened. But when I tell you the Ritz-Carlton brought in a whole cleaning crew that next day because
I'm sure.
that and
it
then
was
we had
disgusting.
To drive back home.
We all like the head hurting. Just feeling
the ride was quiet.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Ooh, anything else?
Yeah, if you have had a day or night like that, one of the other things that can happen, right, when you're screaming like me, you're on the floor, the world is spinning, you need deodorant. You need to make sure that you're not perspiring and smelling, right? And that's why I want to tell you about Lumi. New year, new you. Maybe new Lumi for you. I enjoy Lumi because they have so many different versions. I've said this many times. They have the wipes. They have the actual like roll-on situation. They have ways for you to travel with it, keep it at home, do whatever you need to do. And that is, again, one of the reasons why I really, really like it. So while you may be leaving a bunch of things in the past year, one thing you definitely want to bring with you in 2025 should be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It can give you confidence and make you just kind of feel good. Lumi's Whole Body Deodorant is safe to use anywhere on your body, pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, tube free products of your choice like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. So as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code, which is GJ.
GJ.
And if you combine the 15% with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off of their starter pack. So use code GJ for 15% off of your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code GJ at LumiDeodorant.com. Lumi is LumiDeodorant.com. Please support the show and tell them we sent you. Use our code, okay? Smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Lumi.
Very good. Did you watch Luther?
I did not.
It's very good. If you have not watched Luther, it is streaming on Hulu. It is really good. I love a documentary where you learn something about the person, and I certainly didn't know nan things about Luther Vandross. You hear me? Not a thing. Colors. And he has a beautiful voice. Like, you know he has a beautiful voice, but then in the doc, you're like, nah, this man has a beautiful voice, like such a beautiful voice. And it's just really, really good. Highly recommend. I won't say anything. I mean, it's not like spoiler alert, but you should watch it to enjoy it. So if you haven't watched it, I highly, highly,
and you
highly
said
recommend.
CNN, right?
Yeah, it was on CNN. It premiered on, I think, the 1st or the 31st, one of the 2 days. But it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hulu, okay.
Yeah, it's streaming now on Hulu. Really, really good. I've been playing Luther nonstop, obviously. Yeah, ever since. Like, truly, he has just really amazing voice. Zillow, new home. Oh, go ahead.
No.
I was going through my list. Go ahead.
Just because you talked about TV, I was going to talk about, we watched some of it this weekend, too. There is a show on Netflix called You Can't Ask That.
Oh, yeah.
And it is based in, like, Australia, actually. But they speak English. They have accents that, like, creep in. But I think it's manageable regardless. And it's, like, 4 seasons. I didn't even know. I think I started at season 2. Mm-hmm. It just served me season 2. It is fascinating. There are so many episodes from this show that are fascinating. So what the premise is, basically asking a group of people questions that you typically aren't supposed to ask or don't get to ask. Mm-hmm. So like the first episode for season 2, I think, is people with Down syndrome.
Uh-huh. I didn't watch that one, though.
Oh, okay. Autism is a spectrum. Is down. I think it's autism.
Autism's on the spectrum. Okay. Correct.
So I think it's people who have who are autistic, I believe, is like season 2, episode 1. That one was interesting. They like asked them about sex, even like if they have sex. It was just like, oh, these are questions you shouldn't be asking. But you also are like, huh. So anyway, they have that. But they also had veterans, people who served in the military and went to war. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions literally is like, what's it like to kill somebody? And there was a woman, and they were asking about how it's like being in the military with a woman. I mean, as a woman, and like what kind of things happened to her. And she talked about that. There's an episode about people who tried to take their own life. And obviously the people on the show were not successful. And so they're asking, do you wish you were successful? Mm-hmm. What led you to that moment? Do you have any lasting impact from you trying to do this? So it was really insightful,
yeah.
Interesting. There's an episode about unhoused or homeless people and how they became homeless and what's it like to be on the street. There's just a lot of different. There's also this centurions.
Oh, yeah. People that are 100 plus.
Yeah, over. And it was that they were funny. It's people who are 100, 105, 106, and they're just asking them. They ask them about sex too. They ask them if they care about stuff, and they're just kind of like, we're old. We don't really care.
Yeah.
One guy said he practices being dead. He's like, I just get on the ground and close my eyes. And I'm like, oh, this ain't too bad. And he's like, what? It was so funny. So anyway, there's this group of, 100 plus year olds. There's an episode for that. So anyway, I just want to say it was highly recommend.
It was a good time.
You have to like watch it because I feel like in passing, you may be like, what's going on? But if you are like sitting down and looking for something to watch, I think it could be entertaining, insightful, educational, and just a good time. So
yeah, it was a good time.
That's my recommendation.
We could pull up Pop the Trunks.
Okay.
But I did finish the new Selling Sunset. The what is it called? Selling the City. I didn't like it that much.
Let me tell you what. You ever watched a show and then realize you ain't watched that show? I looked up and that it was like the end. And I said,
did you finish it? Because nothing happens.
I didn't. Apparently my head was down the whole time it was on. I don't know. I keep hitting this mic. I have no idea what was going on. The show played. Apparently I was in the kitchen the whole time. I don't know.
I was low-key kind of doing the same. I watch a lot of shows, I went, to be honest. I'd be trying to do a gazillion things. But it was, someone said it's boring. It like, toward, like, the last episode, I feel like it tried to be, like, get interesting. Yeah. But by that time, you're just kind of like,
what? You're not invested.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad because it's a mostly woman crew.
Yeah.
And I wanted to root for them.
Yeah.
But it wasn't giving. Mm. It wasn't giving.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't remember how the order I put them in.
I would like to pop the trunk on my dreams. Lately, I've been having nightmares. Like, this morning, I heard banging outside, and I immediately thought that it was an explosion and the world was on fire. When I finally came to at like 4 in the morning, I think it was the garbage truck, but I'm not sure. And now my whole morning is ruined. I'm agitated. Then I get to work. People annoying me in emails. I am so sick and tired. And I'm tired of being sick and tired.
Mm.
But anyways, that's what I wanted to pop the trunk on today. My dreams. Thank you so much, guys. Love you.
Do you have dreams that you remember?
I never remember. Remember I had a dream not that long ago that I specifically remembered about? Oh. I haven't remembered a dream before or after. Never, ever do I remember my dreams.
Same. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think I may have shared this. When I was younger, you ever circle back to stuff and be like, this why you like that today? That's what's happening right now. I'm going to tell you the story. When I was younger, in like second and third grade, I used to come home from school and watch Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, girl.
Like, it was my favorite thing to do after elementary school. And that's the circle back to right now. Like, girl, that's what's wrong with you today. But I started having nightmares because it's Unsolved Mysteries and I'm in third grade. So I prayed. Mm. I distinctly remember
Come
this.
On, Jesus.
I prayed and said, God, please don't let me remember my dreams anymore because they scare me. I want to watch Unsolved Mysteries and I don't want to have nightmares.
Girl, turn the show off.
When I tell you, and I mean this very sincerely, I have not remembered my dream since.
Jesus answered
Jesus
your prayer.
Heard me. I promise you he heard me. I don't remember. I could not tell you a dream I've ever had. I just don't remember them. God
That
listened.
Is so interesting.
So.
Well, Jesus, listen to me. Are you on the main line? Because I'll be wanting to remember my dreams. Sometimes I feel like they have such significance and like they can like warn you of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're so evasive. I never remember my dreams.
Ciao. Well.
I hate that. Why didn't you just turn the TV off?
Because I like the show. That's why I'm not a lawyer, but today.
You write about it. God put it in you so it can come out right now. It's you choosing the show over your dreams.
I did. And now sometimes I'd be like, I want to have a dream. I want to remember. But also, if it's going to be the nightmare, never mind.
Yeah, you don't want
to. I'll just be asleep.
Let me tell you, real quick before you play the next one. I am thoroughly convinced that I am in perimenopause, by the way.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to rant for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Just for 2 seconds, I'm going to rant because we're talking about sleep. I am deep in perimenopause TikTok. You know I go down rabbit holes in TikTok. Okay, so now I'm in perimenopause TikTok. Insomnia is a sign. Anything is a sign of perimenopause. I'm not going to lie. The line of things that are so long on this, you might have perimenopause if... Wake up in the morning, you might have perimenopause. That's literally what the list is. It's just some of everything. My joints hurt. My knees.
Come on, knees.
Oh, my God. I can be laying in the bed I was last night because I couldn't go to sleep. My knees ache.
Oh.
They say, a lot of people say their ears itch. I don't get the itchy ears. I get itchy legs. Okay? breakout nonstop. Had a huge one on Christmas over here and over here. And I'm in Atlanta, so I can't go to my dermatologist and get it shut up. So I'm just stuck at 40 years old with the mortgage, bills, student loans, and two kids, one in college. And I'm breaking out. That's real adult-like. Yes. Okay, somebody pick one. Am I a teenager or am I an adult? Let's pick one. Because all of these problems are given adult.
Hello?
Okay, but this acne is given...
child.
Yes, child. And puberty. Girl, we've been over that. Okay? That's first. So we got the insomnia. We got the sore knees. We got the breakouts. And this is the kicker. What is today? Today is January 6th. It's Insurrection Day for them folk.
Oh, January 6th.
Yes, correct. I don't know. We don't Nobody honor it because you don't like honor those people, but
no.
I feel like we should remember this day in American history. It's the day that we should not forget.
The Capitol.
Correct. With that said, my period was supposed to come on the 31st.
Oh, it's a week late now? Are you pregnant? Imagine being pregnant right now, having a baby.
I'm going to be really honest with you. I would prefer to have a baby. I, at this point in my life, oh my God, I would invite a baby into my life right now. I would have, the move would happen immediately. I got to move now. Like, it's just, I'm moving tomorrow.
Nursery.
Oh yeah, it's happening. Oh, y'all think I'm bad. Oh, if I had another and I don't have a grandkid, Jesus, let it be that.
Hello.
But it's given menopause. Yeah. I have used the Flow app and my tubes are tied. They've been tied since Joe. Okay, that's 16 years ago. I have used the Flow app for probably 5 years. The Flow app is so on my cycle, like it could put a timer. Like it'd be that accurate. And when it's not, it usually comes like maybe the day after. But for the most part, it's doing a little notification like, hey girl, your cycle may start today. And I'd be like, oh, well, thanks for the notification.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let me pack my stuff. So before we left for Hawaii, we went to Atlanta, then Hawaii. But before we left, I'm checking my Flow app, like where we gonna fall? Oh, okay, it's gonna be about the last day before we come back. Let me pack all my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you always have your just in case pile, but when you know, you got to bring your stuff.
Yeah.
So I said, let me pack all my stuff so I'm good. And this is what I hate. This is what I hate about the unpredictability of your cycle when you're doing this perimenopause stuff is you don't know when it's going to come. Mm-hmm. So the whole time I'm on the plane,
That's the whole annoying day before, that's so annoying.
Did it start right now? No, I think I'm okay. Well, did it?
Oh, that's the worst.
Let me go to the bathroom right now just to check.
Oh, how annoying.
Get on a schedule.
Amen.
Okay? The whole point, then the perimenopause TikTok time up. It might show up. It might not. It might be light. It might be heavy. Then you get on the horror story. Girl was so heavy, I bled through my clothes at work twice. Hey, I got a lot of stuff going on.
That's why
I need this body regulated, Jesus.
Your TikTok algorithm probably be like, girl, what you want today? Because we can serve you anything from cow hooves to women in perimenopause to children in Jamaica. What you want? You want some dancing, some singing, some cooking, or some drugs? We got it all.
Literally, that is my TikTok. Because someone said we should talk about the Beyonce Bowl. Let me tell you something. I got all the yapping content. If you were in Beyonce Bowl TikTok, you know what I'm talking about here? Yeah. Talking about, is she a propagandist?
Oh, everybody. I'd be so quick to be like, not interested. TikTok, I'm not interested.
Someone said, how old am I? I am 41. Mm. I am on the young side of the experiencing of this. And I'm thoroughly convinced it started actually in my early 30s. I have been sleeping. My knees been achy. But I didn't associate it
with this.
Then my skin. Well, how long ago? I just told y'all my skin started freaking out all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And now the cycle being late, that's where before I was like, I kind of feel like, but I don't really know. Like, you know, I kind of feel like these are the symptoms because I was looking it up. But like, also, my body just be doing worse stuff. My cycle now being 6 days late, I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah. That sounds on par.
And, the night sweats is the last thing we're going to do. I'm going to put this on. I sweat through pajamas like nobody's business. Last night I slept sideways with the fan so it could hit me this way because Kev was in San Jose. I needed the fan directly on my face.
That's terrible. Your voice gonna be hurting. Before you play this next one, I want to tell you about earning. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with earning. Earnin is an app that gives you access to pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. It's the new year, okay? A lot of stuff has you leaving Christmas time and the holidays. It's right in between Valentine's Day. The beginning of the year is always filled with just a lot of stuff. You go through like holiday, and then they take a break and there's no holiday, and that always feels like forever. And then it like picks back up because it's summer. So if you maybe need to go have a special night out, buy a last minute gift, unexpected trip to the vet, new dresses, clothes, shoes, anything like that, Earnin can help you. You can make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Jen under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Jen under podcast, subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Very good.
All right, now you can play it.
Yeah.
Hello. I would like to pop the trunk on Miss Kevin's day, but with tissue boxes.
I always get popped on. Yes,
you do. I went to her page one day and she had these pretty braids. And I tried to add her, and I was blocked. And all I was going to say was, I love your braids.
Oh, no.
And so,
she just will taste you like your braids.
As a supporter, as a fan, I felt crushed.
Aww.
I felt hurt. I didn't understand why she would specifically block me.
Oh, no.
But anyway, I got over it. And I just
say, I
stay quiet
look.
Now.
Oh.
Because I'm not the type of person that likes a lot of drama.
Oh,
but I just want to let her know that I have tissue boxes in my trunk and I'm using them.
Aww.
But I still love her.
Aww. What you gotta say for yourself?
I know. First of all, I feel horrible. but wait, baby girl, I got a question for you. You saw my page, you ain't blocked.
I was gonna say, if she saw your page, then that means she's not blocked.
Yeah, she's not blocked.
If she's not able to at you, that just may be a setting as for I don't like mentions, so I like don't allow people to mention me. So maybe it's a mention setting and not like a blocked.
But can I individually prevent somebody from adding me?
No, but like you can't. I mean, if you don't have this setting, then maybe you blocked her. I don't know. But if you could say like, if you're not a friend of mine, you can't mention me. Or if you're not, you know, it's stuff like that. But if you don't have that setting, then I don't know why you blocked her.
Someone says she may be restricted. Well, now I will restrict the person then. Now.
Does restriction make you not be able to at?
Somebody explain that to me. Because I think it does.
Oh.
I think it does.
Oh. That may be.
Okay. So listen, this is what I got a couple things I want to say. Hold on. Catherine said she's texting me. I haven't got it if you are. Listen. Y'all are hilarious. Everybody's talking about Melissa Cass texting you. Melissa Cass texting you.
Oh, she Cass says she knows who it is.
Does she?
I don't know. Send it, girl.
Send it.
Send
I don't see your
me either.
Yeah, I was able to tag. Yeah, I think I got a couple things I want to say. Cat deleted the comment. I don't know what's happening. So I have a couple things I want to say. Number one,
you block people.
I will block people. I'm not. There was a period in my life. I got a couple things. I'm gonna go down the list.
Okay, I'm sure
there was a period in my life where I subscribed to the idea that blocking people meant, like, there was this weird kind of commentary that it was like, if it doesn't bother you, don't block them. Mm-hmm. Or if it's not true, it shouldn't bother you, don't block them. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't block people. And then you realize you are allowing people to say whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah.
On your page. And when you're going through the comments, maybe you want to talk to other engage. People. You have engage with people.
Yeah.
You have people saying mean things to you or not true things about you. And so I have come to the realization, baby, you can block them. Yeah. That's why the function is there.
Yeah.
So number one, I do block people. Doesn't sound like she's blocked. However,
yeah,
I don't want to have no shame about that. I will block people. Now, the restriction thing, if I do think you are a fan or a supporter, and I will say maybe this is what happened to her, but I feel like sometimes your comments are slick.
Uh-huh.
And I have to be careful because I know that I actually think I'm hilarious, but I think sometimes people don't understand my humor. And sometimes I just posted this. I can come across a little bit more serious than I intend to be.
Uh-huh.
One of the girls in my comments was like, it's because of the passion. They don't know how to explain it. To me, the passion just adds to the joke.
Yeah.
But if you don't understand where to put it, it could be like, oh my God, I think she's like really feeling. Girl, I just think it's hilarious. And so when I like fully get behind it, like, and then.
Yeah.
I just think it adds to the joke, to be honest. That's just me personally. But if you don't understand that, fine. In comments, sometimes it is hard to understand tone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will give people a couple opportunities. But then if I think you can say some real slick stuff to me and it's not in humor, it's not in jest, I will be the first to make myself a target and be the butt of my jokes. Even when I posted not that long ago. That my curl, I was like, look at my curl. Like, what is it? And people were like, girl, that's not your curl pattern. That's the braid pattern. And I was like, it's not, because when you braid, at least when I braid my hair in these, it's a crinkle pattern, not a curl pattern when you take it out. I had already washed my hair, but I don't like busting people out. I'm doing it now, but in real time, I never do that.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, well, I guess we'll find out later.
Yeah. All right.
Girl, the braid had already been taken out. I had already washed my hair. That was my actual braid pattern. When I take my braids out, mine looks like a crinkle.
Exactly.
And not a curl. So
pattern of a braid.
Yeah. So I don't. Anyway, I don't be wanting to be that person to people. So I just make myself the butt of the joke. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Girl, I know what I'm talking about. We can all move on, though. So anyway, I'm more than willing to do that. I do that actually more often than I probably should. I'm realizing that is a thing that I do more often. With all of that said, if I think every time I see your name,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you got something slick to say to me,
mm-hmm.
I do think that you may think it's being funny, or I can't tell. So I'm not going to block you, but I'm going to prove what gets put on my page. I am going to, but I think you can still at me, but it just shows up where I have to approve it before it goes public
because
I don't want these slick comments on my page like that.
And that's not to say that's what happened here. We don't know what happened here. You're just I know.
I just
was clarifying because we'll get the comments of that. You don't know what she's talking about. We don't know who she is.
Yeah, however, I don't know.
That is a thing that happens.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's yours?
Oh, I block. I block you quick. I will block you on every single platform and will not think twice, honey. Let me tell you what. You say something because the reality is, imagine this. You walked around and people just got to shout at you all the stuff they didn't like about you. Your shoes are ugly. Your hair isn't done. You said that wrong. Your grammar sucks. Have you been to elementary school? Because, girl, you suck at talking. You look dumb. You sound dumb. Imagine that.
Yes.
You would hit somebody.
Yes.
That's essentially what the internet is, right? It's you putting yourself out there and people repeatedly calling you dumb a lot. Okay, and then one person calls you dumb, and then five people like it.
Man.
Okay?
And I will
and you're like,
go
well,
through
damn, am I dumb?
I will go through and restrict those people, too. If someone says something real slick, and I'm like, oh, you thought it was funny? Block, block, restrict.
And I think on a smaller platform, right, when I had five followers, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm talking specifically for me on TikTok, where I have 700,000, almost 800,000 people.
That's crazy.
Imagine that many people telling you their thoughts about you
all day. It's not good for you.
All day.
It's not good for you.
I will, because just as easy as it was. It's actually easier for you to just scroll. And if you're not going to put me out of your space, if I am doing something that causes you to react, okay, by commenting negatively, I have done something that has literally like evoked an emotion out of you so much so that you will comment, I'm going to do you and me the favor and make it so you won't see me no more.
Ever again.
And so it's a favor. You should be telling me thank you. I did you a favor. So all of that to say, I block. On TikTok, again, because it is such a massive platform, I also don't let people mention me. Because for many reasons, though. It's my own thing. On Instagram, I feel like you probably, if you're on my You've Got Mail, I feel like you know me. Yeah. And so everybody can at me. I don't care about that. But if you are on TikTok, I will not allow you. You cannot mention me.
That's a good idea.
But also that has to do with, this is my own thing that I'm still trying to figure out. This is going to sound really, really terrible. So that's okay. I have my own pressure that I put on myself, okay? Every day, I'm like, girl, you said you have goals. What have you done today? I ask myself, what have you done today to meet your goal? Have you posted a video? If that's what you say you want to do, post it. Have you read a document? Have you posted on your page? Like, I have all of this pressure. And so for me, this doesn't apply across the board. For Melanie, when people tag me in other people's content on TikTok.
Yes, they will.
On something that particularly I haven't covered or I'm working on covering, all that does is make me feel pressured. Yeah. It makes me feel behind and it stresses me out mentally. Not that it's bad, because people are just like, hey, we want to hear your take. I recognize the good in it. It is my own thing with me. That's why I need to go to BetterHelp. And so that is why I restrict the mentions, because for a while I would be getting a bunch of tags of people saying, and sometimes people are like, where's your video? You take too long. You ain't posted. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it messes up my mental. So I had to restrict it. Again, on Instagram and other platforms, I don't be caring. But on TikTok particularly, because it's just such a massive platform, I can't. The other thing for me, again, is this is going to sound ridiculous. I don't consume a lot of content that is similar to the content I make. There are a lot of creators who are doing a lot of trial, and especially now, it's like this surge of people who are now covering trials and doing lawsuits and doing a lot of the content that I, similar content that I make. No shade, no disrespect. Many times I don't follow them and I don't watch their content. But that's because, number one, I never want people to be like, you copied me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I never saw your video.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Secondly, one of the reasons, this is probably shady, I probably share too much, but it's fine. One of the reasons that I started, I make content the way that I make it is because it's the way I actually enjoy taking in that kind of content. Mm-hmm. I am a very information-based person.
Yeah.
A lot of content, we were just talking about this, a lot of people add a lot of commentary to their stuff. And people love that. That's no shade. Please be clear. I am not being shady. A lot of people have dialogue. That's not the kind of person that I am when it comes to consuming content, because I feel like it can sway me.
Yeah.
So especially starting out, I prefer to receive information with fact-based, with no outside opinions, so that I can myself generate my opinion, and then maybe I'll be like, oh, let me see what other people have to say so I can get different perspectives. But especially starting out, I like to receive information fact-based without extraness. I need to be clear. And so that is why I also don't consume a lot of content. I don't want to take in other people's opinions before I have figured out my own.
Then
if somebody asks me, I can stand on it. I can say I read it and this is actually how I feel. It's not based on what somebody else said or the way they interpreted or whatever. So all of that to say, that is just my very own experience. But I will block you quick. You want, you be cute if you want to. You will do it on someone else's page. Sorry.
Yeah.
And actually I'm not, because why would you want to consume anything that annoys you? I think my voice is, somebody said, okay, I'm going to say this, I'm going to move on. I did the juror, and maybe I shared this. I did the juror interview of YSL. It was massive, big, good time, all of that. Prior to that, I said, I feel like maybe I said it on Patreon, maybe on the live, but I said, I'm always surprised people listen to my video. I'm always surprised people listen to my videos because I think my voice is annoying. Even listening to that video from July, all you hear is me screaming, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's such an annoying scream. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, oh my gosh, I hate my voice. So the fact that people consume my content, I'm like, shout out to y'all. I said this. Then I do this 3-hour juror interview. And then somebody comments on another creator's platform, I would never watch 3 hours of Mel. Her voice is annoying. And then somebody commented like, I actually love Mel's voice. Like, I love the way she does the interview and all of that. And then they commented and said, she even said herself that her voice is annoying.
That's where they got it. That's where they got it.
And I was just like, you're so cute.
Yes.
That's so cute.
This is the other reason to all everything that you're saying. This is the other reason I this year want to do better about sharing those dislikes, because people take them.
Yes.
And they use it against you. Like, yes. I put that in your head.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And most people don't like their own voice, if we're being honest.
And it's actually because you sound differently to yourself because of the way it generates internally versus out.
Most people hate their own voice, girl. That's not like specific to me.
Yes, it's certainly not
so
uncommon.
Shut up. So anyway,
and also, was she on your Patreon? Is that where she got it from?
Well, that's why I was like, girl, I was trying to remember, did I say this on my Patreon? Did I say this live? Because why would you be paying to be in my Patreon and being a part of this community
if you don't like
we're
my voice.
Casual? We chilling. We ain't trying to be messy and drama. And then you don't even like my voice, girl. Have a good day. Okay. This is what?
No. The last thing I was going to say about that is you also... we have a video that Kevin and I did that goes, it's still going viral. The I Want to Ride You Later video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's probably at 12, between 12 and 15 million people have watched
insane.
This video. And it's absolutely insane
crazy.
To me.
Crazy.
This is the problem. When it goes that big, you're outside of your market and demographic. And men hate women.
That's evident in the Blake Lively lawsuit.
These comments, it's that one and then the other one, the hot sauce one, because Kev just reshared it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one? Men hate women, okay?
This is a generalization. She doesn't mean every single man. She's married to a man and she has two children. Obviously, she knows that men, all men, don't hate women. This is a generalization. Please continue.
Thank you. Thank you very much for saying this. These men on the internet that specifically comment on this video hate women, okay? And then I realize, and they get blocked. This all goes to the black conversation. And then there is a certain demographic of women.
Oh, yeah.
That also hate women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They in my mind, they're the women that could never vote for a woman in power.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're, and I mean this, I'm not talking about white women only is what I should say.
Yeah,
these very clearly are like boomer.
Mm.
And I'm like, one lady literally, I think I deleted it, so I'm going to say this. And if I didn't and someone says something, I'm going to delete it. She said, Kev. I'm just now seeing your wife. I certainly hope this is a skit. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to follow her. This is what I want to tell people. I promise you I want to make a video that's like, these are the comments you get on the video where it's like.
Clearly a skit.
Y'all don't see the ring light in my eyes. That means we set it up. That we added light in my living room, in my kitchen to ensure that it was lit correctly, because this is a skit.
Yes.
I hired someone to come to my house because I had a list of videos I want to do. There is a camera right here and she is recording this. Did you not hear the music? Because after she edited, the lady that I hired to record it, and then she edited it together, I then sent it to somebody else to add music
and
to add to the dramatization of what's happening. Why are you asking me if this is a skit?
Yes.
Ma'am, this is in living color. Yes.
Yeah.
This is a skit. And also, I don't understand.
Also, at what point in like your life do you just have cameras around that catch these moments at these angles? Is that what? When have you ever been like looked at the camera like, ha?
Literally,
I'm on The Office. That it doesn't happen
it
unless you put a camera there.
The whole joke of me looking at the camera is because I said it was homemade and it was clearly El Pollo Loco. Like, everybody
relax.
Calm down. Yeah. Everybody relax. This is the other thing that I find hilarious. I think I've said this before. I'm going to say 9 out of 10, maybe even 9.5 out of 10 videos that Kevin and I have done together are my ideas.
Right. Right.
They'd be so concerned. It is my idea.
Well, and you can see the difference in the kind of content that you make versus Kevin. Kevin makes a video with the thing right there and his head on there, and then he'd just be like, this is crazy.
Yes.
And makes a joke and blah, blah, blah. Melissa makes, like, skits.
Yes.
She makes, like, there's a story here.
Because I'd be thinking it's funny. Yeah, but yeah. Y'all just want to hate me.
Yeah,
I'm no, like, it'd be funny. Girl. Someone said you need to bring these back. I don't want to.
Hello.
I'm scared of the internet because y'all and women, and this is why one black dude said, and this is why black men go for white women. I said enough.
That'd be funny to me. If you're not attacking me and you're just talking about the content, I'd be cracking up. Because have at it. Have at it. Good luck. Good luck.
Anyway, I've learned to block. So all of that to say, Miss Ma'am, I am so sorry I blocked you.
That's where we started.
I apologize.
DM me. I'll tell her to unblock you.
Yes, DM my sister. I will. Although I don't think you're blocked. If you saw me with the braids, you're not blocked.
Yeah.
I do want to say that. If you went to Google me and it said page not found, baby girl, you blocked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you is blocked.
I probably haven't, though. I don't be blocking people on Instagram.
Yeah, I only block people. If you follow me, I'll restrict you.
Yeah.
But if you don't follow me, and you're getting blocked, though, for real. That's just real. I no longer feel bad about it. I used to feel really, yeah. really bad about it, and I just no longer. I just don't anymore.
This is the last thing that I want to say, though, that's related but also not related. I made a video yesterday about a YouTuber from Texas who got arrested charged. He wasn't arrested because he wasn't in the country. Charged with kidnapping. And then he commented on the video.
Listen.
I was reading those comments, which I don't always do, but I'll just scroll and see if something pops out. I said, Corey SSG? SSG? That's the name of the YouTuber. And then he goes, let me read to you
Please!
What his comment said. Mind you, wait, let me read to you what this man commented on my page. So.
Give us context.
Well, he left the country and said he was starting a new life in Dubai. And then the FBI, anytime the FBI is looking up where I am, I'm concerned. Yeah. And the FBI are the ones who confirmed that he took a one-way flight to Qatar. He made a response video, though. I think he said he comes
to
back.
You?
No. Oh. He just made a response because this has taken over. You know, he was like a family vlogger, child. He had a wife and kids, and now he's charged with aggravated kidnapping. And so, anyway, all
who
of that.
Who did he kidnap?
So it said they said that he met some girl, right? They exchanged numbers, and then him and the girl and the girl's friend decide to work out the next day. They go to work out, then they go ATV, they go bowling. The point is, at the end of bowling, he was supposed to take them home, and he goes the opposite way. And then he waves a gun around, allegedly, and he... Hey, amen. He is doing all these things in the car. They said that he's threatening to kill them. He also FaceTimes somebody and basically is like, if I can put them somewhere where nobody would hear, should I do it? He also is threatening them with the gun, putting the gun that snatches their phones, all this kind of stuff.
What crazy times.
Eventually, he pulls over and tells them this is your only chance to get out and run, so you better go. So they run, and then he pulls off, and then 2 weeks later, he catches a flight to Qatar. And they called the police that night. They ended up doing all of that. So that's generally the story. Because, as I've said before, the initial paperwork for any kind of court anything is always one-sided, all right? Because mm-hmm. somebody has to file a complaint, whether it's a criminal complaint or a civil complaint. Things are kicked off with one side's version of an event.
Let me give you an example of this. Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni.
Exactly, right? We got the first version and then we got the second version.
Okay, keep going.
So I recapped very directly, because I didn't watch everybody else's videos, what was in the criminal complaint. And then this man said, I love the way you explain this, LOL. Now let the people put two and two together to see if they get four or five, because a lot of people just isn't so bright. And I was like, you like the way I explained it? This is the criminal complaint against you. But I mean, maybe I did. I don't know why.
It's because you didn't inject your opinion.
I didn't have my opinion.
That's exactly why. All you said was this, and he probably was like, "Well, this leaned toward me."
Yeah.
No, baby, I didn't lean toward no ways. No.
When
I
you think
right
you're
in
innocent,
middle.
And I'm just telling you what's being alleged, I can see why you're like, "See, doesn't that make me look good?" And everybody else is like, "Guilty." I'm not saying he's guilty because I don't know. But it was just very comical that this man commented on. I read that and said, now, Melanie, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
But a lot of people, even the YSLers, was like.
Absolutely.
Listen, shout out. What's that mail?
That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, what about that mail? Somebody commented and said, the one that came to court. Yeah, that one. And this is why I'm trying to move. Okay. Let me be clear. This is why I'm trying to move right now. This is exactly the reason. So.
Speaking of which, you should make sure that you pay to get your information scrubbed from the internet.
Can you tell me how?
Melissa and Carissa can.
Okay.
Yeah, they can. Because
I've been trying that for a while, and I haven't been successful.
No, you should go to the.
Yeah, so I need to go to Jesus. I need to go to the top, to the main live. Tell them what you want, and I need to be off the internet.
Yeah. You
especially
absolutely.
When I move. Don't.
That's
I don't,
what I'm saying.
I don't
especially
want nothing else
since
out,
you're
no.
finna move, you
yes,
need to.
That's what I need. I didn't know you. I need to do that. Anyway, that was a very random pivot, but I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, thank you guys so much. I want to say before we close out, I am so grateful for the Gin and Juice community.
Me too.
I feel
y'all
like
are great.
You guys, they really are. And it has, it allows Mel to do the, I'm not a lawyer, but and be very straight and then also talk about July yes, and like yes. be whatever. And it also has allowed me to do the Love Hour. And I think that's why people have a hard time understanding that Loki, I'm hilarious. I just need you guys to accept this. I just need you guys to accept it, yeah. and then we'll have a better relationship. But it also has allowed me to, for people to see like, oh, she's not what I
uptight.
Yeah,
I think.
She's not that. Yeah. She's also actually what I am is all of it. Okay, I love a good deep conversation. I love
uptight is probably a bad word.
Yeah, but I do love
but
all
you,
of that.
Yeah.
But also, like, I love to have a good time too.
Yeah,
but you don't really always get to see that. And so, to have a conversation that starts off literally about us being drunk, and then to end with Mel getting literally a, I'm gonna call it a compliment. I don't know where to fake. I don't know where to put it.
Fine.
But to like go through all of it, I feel like this is the only podcast platform that has allowed all of that
I agree.
To take place. And so for that, I actually really am very grateful for what this podcast has done. It's been very great for me.
100%.
All right. Yeah, the compliment from the accused. Yeah, I guess so. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.